I'm Phil Nee with a look at Southwestern Wisconsin sports. The WIAA volleyball tournament continues tonight. Richland Center gets its first taste of tournament action, hosting a tough Westby team. Westby defeated Nakusa on Tuesday night. Yesterday, I talked with Richland Center volleyball coach Jamie Johnson.
I think the last week was a microcosm of our season, very up and down. We, for whatever reason, didn't match the energy that River Valley brought. River Valley definitely had intentions of getting back at us for us beating them at their place. They came in focused and motivated, and I thought actually we played fairly well. It's just we made our mistakes at in bunches at the wrong time, where we didn't spread out our errors, where you can kind of recover from that. And it was like one player just struggled a little bit, bam, 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 and all of a sudden, before you know it, that's enough separation, and the set is over. But then on Thursday, I thought we played very well. We only missed two serves against Lancaster. We cut down on our errors. We had our second highest night in digs. I thought we played very well there. We came into the season, very well, the second half of the season. I think we ended up 16-6, that last stretch. So that's, builds some definitely good confidence and momentum heading into the tournament against Westby.
Yeah, with this match coming up here, you had a chance to watch them and scout them. Does that give them an advantage having played one, or how do you look at it? Because you've had teams that have done both.
Yeah, I definitely think it does help in that case, the other team, to get the tournament jitters out of the way. You just never know how a team's going to respond, where they got to – They had a feeling out process last night against, some would say a weaker team based on the seeding. Westby is one of the higher ones, one of the first teams, one of the top teams in our sectional that had to play. And so they had one of the bottom teams in the sectional, and that, you're able to have that feeling out process. So I think that gives them a little bit of benefit, right away, those first few points, I think. But after that, it's a match is a match. There's definitely benefits to us saying, hey, we already got to the second round, which is nice. Didn't have to face that stress. We have some injuries right now, so that definitely helped us.
Richland Center volleyball coach Jamie Johnson, his team hosting Westby, and it should be a good one tonight at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. We'll have it for you on FM 100.9, and we will also have that beginning with a pre-match time around 6:35, Westby at Richland Center. Lancaster will be at Mineral Point, River Valley hosts Belleville, Darlington at Cuba City, and Dodgeville is at Marshall. Division 2 action features Platteville at Edgewood. In Division 4, it's a second match of the tournament. For Riverdale, they play at Brookwood, Wisconsin Heights at Cashton, River Ridge hosts Bangor, and Iowa Grant at Fenimore. And also in tonight's Division 5 matchups, Royal will host North Crawford, Hillsboro at DeSoto, Oneewuck Center at Seneca, and Wazika Steuben plays at Highland. WIAA Division 5 action in the other sectional, Sectional 4, Argyle hosts Benton, Potosi at Southwestern, Monticello at Pecatonica, and Belmont at Schulzburg. The beginning of the WIAA postseason for soccer is tonight. Richland Center opens up in lacrosse. Here is Coach Tom Stadler of Richland Center.
We will be going to La Crosse Aquinas on October 23rd. I am pleased with that matchup. I believe we can give them a good match, maybe move through the state tournament here.
Richland Center in lacrosse, that's a 4 o'clock kickoff time for that one. Nakusa at Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln against Adams Friendship tonight in Division 4 matchups. River Valley will be hosting a team from Mayville tonight at 7 o'clock under the lights at Mueller Pitch. And Lodi will be playing Winnebago Lutheran in soccer tournament action. From Division 3, West Salem will be at Mount Horeb. Monroe at Platteville Lancaster. Prairie du Chien co-op team playing at New Glarus, Fort Atkinson at Wisconsin Dells, and Dodgeville Mineral Point plays at Edgewood. The WIAA football playoffs get underway for 11-player teams tomorrow night. The River Valley Blackhawks will be hosting Durand, Arkansas. I asked Tyler McLean, head coach of River Valley, about last week's loss to Dodgeville on the final night of the regular season.
I think we just got a little bit of a loss of focus.
I think there was a lot of external factors going around, the talks of the conference championship stuff. You know, we also had our senior night, a lot of just different things that were going down that week. And I put a lot of that sort of loss kind of on myself a little bit, just a little bit of the fact of, you know, preparing our guys to handle those external factors and those distractions a little bit better kind of each day throughout practice. Again, I think our just focus was completely lost that game. Dodgeville was a good group. We've been kind of telling the kids all week they were a group that were growing and getting better each and every week, and they gave us their best look. I give a lot of credit to the Dodgeville players and coaches for doing that. For us, I think it's a good little kind of punch in the mouth a little bit to kind of get back to our basics and really focus on what made us a good team to get ready to go here for the playoffs.
River Valley football coach Tyler McClain, his team at home against Durand, Arkansas, among a number of games involving Southwestern Wisconsin teams. Tomorrow night, Richland Center will be at Stratford. Also, Ithaca will be at Waseca Steuben, taking on Waseca Seneca in the first round of the playoffs. Merchants League bowling last night. Cast and Tools had a 30-21 series. Kelly's Coffee, 27-78. AutoZone, a 27-40. Cast and Tools, a 10-96 and a 10-43. Phoenix Center, 1 with a 9-82. Mike Carpenter rolled a 672. Jeff Seckman, a 658. Jacob Kramer, a 656. Mike Carpenter had the top game, 277. Jacob Kramer, a 263. Steve Winger, a 259 in the Merchants Bowling League. The Bucks put 7 players in double figures while beating the Wizards in last night's season opener, 133-120. Giannis Antetokounmpo told reporters earlier in the week he and his teammates were dangerous and experts were wrong to dismiss them. Giannis posted a double-double with 37 points and 14 rebounds. Here's Coach Doc Rivers.
I thought our ball movement and our defensive intensity and just the way we played in the first half was terrific. And then I actually thought we lost it in the second half. We didn't go back to it. I thought not having Scoot out there was huge. You know, I think Ryan and Cole can do the job, but they wasn't expecting to do the job, you know. So it kind of threw them off. I thought that threw us off a little bit.
The Bucks get ready to play Toronto on Friday. The NBA with a opening night, lots of games that were played, and they include Orlando 125-121 over Miami, Charlotte 136, Brooklyn 117, New York over Cleveland 119-111, Toronto 138, Atlanta 118, Philadelphia 117, Boston 116, Chicago 115, Detroit 111, Memphis 128, New Orleans 122, Utah over the Clippers 129-108, San Antonio beat Dallas 125-92, Minnesota 118, Portland 114, and Phoenix over Sacramento 120-116. The Packers are a 3.5-point favorite to beat former teammate Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers coming up in Sunday Night Football. FanDuel Sportsbook expects a low-scoring game. His 3-sack game against the Cardinals has resulted in Micah Parsons being named the NFC Defensive Player of the Week. Parsons is the first Green Bay player to win one of the league's weekly awards since Edgerrin Cooper last year in Week 15. The new NFL weekend begins tonight with the Vikings playing at the LA Chargers. I am Phil Nee with an update on Thursday morning sports from WRCO.